How many of you understood the meaning of the song? It said that no matter what happens, no matter how much I attain the attainment, spiritual attainment, the one thing is lit, the love for you, the remembrance, be always in my heart. Let it not disappear from my heart. Many times, huh? What is the name of the song? There should be some name for the CD. But I think they'll find out. Huh? And many times in spiritual life also, after we become very good enough in service and have attained many attainments, it's another hurdle, or maybe you call it as a hurdle, or the negative sanskar which we have deep within us, it emerges in the form of ego, arrogance, that I'm such an old VK, I can do all that, I can do this, I can do that. And this arrogance enable us to forget Baba. My love for Baba reduces the day when we came in and we really had tears in Baba's love. We had so much love for Baba. At one point in time we felt that there cannot be life without him. But eventually as we progress, so-called as progress, the ego makes us I, you know, me, I should be remembered, I should be honored, I should be respected, me, I, and we forget Baba. And if I don't get that respect, if we don't get that love in the Brahman family, through daddies or through seniors or wherever, then maybe I get into spiritual depression. Or, my love for Baba reduces. Sometimes I've seen many Brahmins blaming God because I came into care and this happened. And whatever I am because of, you know, Baba, he doesn't listen to me. Baba doesn't listen to me. I think Baba forgot me. I left everything for him and he forgot me. All sorts of negative things emerges in the heart and yes, we know deep, very deep in the core of the heart, we know that Baba is there, but then that amount of love, as soon as the thought of Baba comes and there should be goose pimples, that amount of love should be merging in my heart is not there anymore. Yeah, that's okay, fine, class, okay, movie, fine. But we don't enjoy that anymore, any much. It's because of the ego. So that's exactly the meaning of the song. No matter what I attain in my life, but let your remembrance doesn't go away from my heart. Let your love do not go away from my heart. It was a very good song. Anyway, Dadi Manohar was supposed to be meeting you all this morning. And because of some other very important attention she need to pay to, she was not able to come. And it is my fortune to be here, meeting so many deity souls. And we will just have a chat. What is the name of the sister? I'm Sister Manju. I live in Gansarovar and I'm in Gyan for 32 years now. 32? Yes, I'm in Gansarovar since the very beginning. Yeah. Yes. So, one of the few. We are only three of us with Dadi Manohar. It's a big fortune to be like that. and I'm very happy to be there. It's very interesting to be in such situation, in such a big family. We are 200 of us living in Gansarova, and 3 sisters, rest all brothers. But it's very interesting to be there, and also fortunate. The whole world is here. You know, we don't have to see the world, but world is in Madhupan. So that's the sister here. Maybe I do not know if she was sister. Sheila was asking me what you would like to share, but instantly it came to my mind because I was just leaving, and instantly came to me was how important as a Brahman is the churning. We eat the food, but eating the food is not important, but to digest it and get assimilated is more important. Yes, of course, eating is important, because if you don't eat, you wouldn't digest. If you wouldn't digest, the assimilation doesn't take place. Yes, but just merely gulping it down also doesn't help many times. So it just instantly came into my mind as to how important this is in Brahman life. But actually, you were supposed to have some question-answer session with Daddy Manohar. So what would you prefer? Because usually you listen from morning to evening. So I want you all to talk also. Many times, we hesitate to ask such questions to seniors, but I am not very senior. So you can ask, if you are interested in asking questions, you're welcome. But if you think that we would chat a little bit about the churning, that's fine too. What would you prefer? All right. Okay. And any more questions? Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Brother wants to know that Baba, every day in the Muli say, remember me, remember me. But what does it really mean by remembering Baba constantly? Am I right? So that's what he wants to know. Mm-hmm. Go through it? All right. Okay. Come again? Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Dharana. Okay, just let me finish this because before I forget. Raj was asking me about the experience, but yes, I will share it in 2 minutes. I was on a Caribbean and South American tour for 5 months. It was fantastic experience in the sense that I believe any tour, any service tour, teaches something. We all have something to learn every time. I believe spiritual life, no matter how old we are in Gyan, that is the material, but we all have to learn. I remember, I'm sure you must have heard about Didi Manmohini. Yeah? She was, I do not know if her picture is around somewhere. You might see her. We were trained when I was on our training period in early 80s. She told me one thing did not meet her after she left the body. The last thing that I met her and she advised me was that, look, wherever you go, in whole of your life, remember one thing, and that is either they are junior to you or they are senior to you, whether they are in Gyan or not in Gyan, remember to learn from everyone. And the way she told, and the feelings and the power that she had in her speech and in her eyes is so vivid in my mind, and that I always remember that. And after she said that, I was just leaving, and again she called me, come here. And I went, and she said, she repeated the same thing. Then I thought, maybe this I need to underline, because. So yes, I did. I did learn many things during my tour into different countries from different people. Giving classes, giving lectures was one side, but learning from the students, learning from the country, from the culture was also part of it. It was very good. And this time I had an aim to give an experience more than a talk. If I had for an hour and a half to give a lecture, I used to make sure that I talk for half an hour and give them the experience. So I used to give a different sitting arrangements and different atmosphere created, even outsiders, and take them through the experience. And that really gave a very good experience to people. And this was a new thing I wanted to try, and I did it, and it was good. So I came back on 30th of last month, just before Baba's death. It was very good experience. Coming back to remembrance, what I learned. One thing I learned was keep quiet. In the sense that patience was very, very important, because, of course, when you go to another place, which is not your own place of your own field, people whom you're accustomed to, you need a lot of patience. You just have to watch before you react. Why this, why that, and why not this, why not that? Just hold on a minute. Allow them to do what they want to do. Allow them to speak what they want to speak. Allow them to behave the way they want to. And then learn what exactly they want to give it. They want to tell you. Each one has their own style, their own ways. So I don't have to react and tell, why are you doing this way? Well, that's your way. My way is this and your way is that. So just wait, keep quiet, and just see what's happening. And yes, in the beginning, because in Madhuban everything is different, and outside is everything is different, but I made it a point in my mind to keep quiet and just watch and learn from what they say, and not to react to things which are not sometimes proper. Well, of course, ups and downs is a natural thing, but then that's fine. That's fine. That's the way. I don't know if it's making sense. So patience was very important for me, and just wait and watch. Instead of just jumping into conclusion and reacting to things, it's just wait and see. And that was very helpful for me. Yeah. Very helpful. And coming back to the brother thing, remembrance is a natural thing for human being. As we all sit here, you listen through these ears what I'm speaking. These eyes are looking at me, but yet the mind could remember many things. Huh? Because remembrance is a natural thing for every human soul. It's an internal thing. And that's the reason Baba always uses two words for remembrance. Number one, remembrance, Baba says, it's a pilgrimage, it's a journey, yatra. Number two, Baba says, man mana bhava means it is something internal, which is connected with your mind, your inner being. It's nothing physical because it's natural for everyone. You're listening, you're seeing, you're closing eyes, you're opening eyes, but to remember something is a natural thing. So what all that I have to do is to, as soon as I, like if I ask you to remember someone, a best friend of yours, a very best friend of yours, whom you love or whom, from whom you had very good experience, just remember your friend. So the mind, although these eyes are looking at me, you're listening to me, but as soon as the thought comes into your mind, my friend, my mind travels far away to that place where the friend is. It's not that the friend come here, but I go there mostly. And then the picture of the friend is on the screen of my mind. The qualities of the friend, the events, the moments that I experienced with that friend, all that comes into my mind, although these eyes open looking at you, that I am seeing my friend. That's remembrance. But physically I'm here, but I would have traveled all the way to where the friend is, miles and miles apart. And that's the reason it involves a travel, a journey. And the picture is in my mind. So it's not that what I see is important, but the picture in the mind of that person whom I think about stays there all the time. I hold on to it. That's remembrance. And another interesting thing was, I was chatting sometimes, I think 3 days ago, with someone, and that person was sharing a very interesting thing. He was sharing, he used to chat with someone on the computer whom he doesn't know. He hasn't seen that person. And he was chatting with that person for 2 or 3 months now. Both the persons have not seen each other. It was just computer chat. But then that person was sharing that, I remember the person with whom I chat constantly. I said, how do you remember that person constantly? He said, I don't know. I want to forget that person. I can't forget. But I said, you have not seen that person. You have not even seen the picture. That person has not even sent the picture. They have not shared the picture. But then the other person remembers so much. And I said, how is that possible? He said, I don't know. The 2 months chat what we had, it makes me remember the person again and again. And that's very interesting. So if a person whom they have not met, never seen each other, can remember just by chat, why can't we remember God? That we are chatting with Him for years. It's not necessarily that we have to see. He says it's there always in my mind about that person. It's not that, it's like the consistency of that person's memory is in my mind because I remember all that the person shared with me. And as I remember all that the person has shared with me, it stays in my mind all the time. Well, it was very interesting for me. Then why do people have difficulty in remembering God? Why do we think that we have to see God, to have that experience with God in that way to remember Him? We don't have to. Because it is that you know, what the understanding is more important than seeing or touching or, you know. So how deep the understanding I have for God is, it makes me remember God. How deeper understanding I have for a person establishes the relationship between us and we start remembering, because this is a very, very natural thing for human being. You would remember, even otherwise you remember. So we read Murli, and on the basis of Murli, Baba shares so many things. And this is a natural way to remember Baba. And that's the reason Baba says, Murli is a way to, listening to Murli is no less than meditation. No less than meditation, because God is talking to you and you're talking to Him. And my mind is directly linked with Him. If I sit in that sense, with that understanding that I'm talking to Him, chatting with Him, and He's chatting with me, instead of saying it's a study, I have to sit with the book, but you can have that understanding. Yes, He's come all the way to chat with me. Well, He talks so many things, you know. He touches from somewhere here, from somewhere there, from somewhere there. He talks all sorts of things to me because He's my friend. It becomes more easier. And the qualities of that God and the love, the help that He has done, the favors that He has done, all that is in here, and it's automatically not only that you remember, but you remember with love. That's natural. I do not know if it's making sense to you. She was asking me about if it's very important. Actually, when I was in, in St. Augustine, in one of the centers in Trinidad, one brother was driving me from one center to another center. I had a session or something, and on the way, it was a big traffic, and it was an hour and a half drive. So we really were chatting very good, interesting thing. I said the main reason, one of the main reasons, Baba's children experiencing Maya is lack of enthusiasm. The day you lose your zeal, the day you lose your interest, your enthusiasm, means you're opening the gate to Maya. It's very, very interesting. Because once you lose your enthusiasm, your spirit becomes weak. And the weak spirit invites negative thinking. And the negative thinking will take you to such an extent, I have seen people leaving Gyan for no reason. Just that person has lost his zeal and enthusiasm. And in order to keep himself spirited, in order to keep himself happy, they would take that way, they would take this way, they would think, oh, let me also do this and let me also do that. And doing this and doing that will take them out of the boundary. And literally they have left Gyan today. And now, that person has come back to Gyan after many years with lot of repentance in his heart. And he was sharing, just because for that period I lost my enthusiasm and I couldn't sustain myself, I couldn't uphold myself, and as a result I had to go out. And now after going through all sorts of things for little happiness, I've been through a big life, but then still I never forgot Baba, because there is no safe place in the whole world except Baba's home, Baba's care, Baba's shelter, Baba's remembrance. It's only one which always keeps us safe, always keeps us happy. And yes, it's a natural thing. Yes, as we progress in Gyan, we do have to experience certain things. And that which comes up is like those sanskars which are there in us emerges. Remember, it's my own reflection in a way. It's not that he is causing me an obstacle, he is causing me an obstacle. It's because of she that is happening this to me. I don't believe, because I have been through life also. 33, 32 years of my spiritual life. I have seen ups and downs also. But then I realized, yes, it's the sanskar. Somewhere I have that weakness and it's coming in front of me. But where I recognize that from in others, and I think, I feel, apparently it seems that you are my obstacle, but it isn't. The obstacle lies in me, because I have that, basically, that sanskar. I have that quality, basically, in me, which is causing a blockage. But just because I don't see that in me, I see that in you, and I thought you are a big hurdle to me, but which is not. Which is not. Why would any Brahman be a hurdle to someone? And secondly, of course, every time Baba talks about the 84 cycle of 84 births, so we are all together in whole of the 84 births in some way or the other, in some relationships or the other. So we all have accumulated karmic accounts. So where are we going to settle that? And this is the last birth. In the new golden age, we will go with new sanskars. So where are we going to settle? All that the time we have is just this much. And of course, in some places with some people, it comes out forcefully. All the karmic accounts comes together. They have to undergo physically. They have to undergo mentally. They have to undergo financially. Their relationships are not good. Maybe in the center, if they are in the center, with the students, if they are instruments, or with some way or the, if anywhere they go, you know, they get hurt. They say, oh my God, it's enough. Enough is enough. No more. So they want a big holiday. They think of, I really need a big holiday, Brahman holiday. I don't want Baba, no Madhuban, no anything. No Dadi Janki, no anyway. No Baba. Just let me be myself. I've seen that. They just want to be themselves. That's not going to help. More you cut yourself from everything, more you suffer. Remember, allow it to be a natural process. All the way, anywhere you go, you get hit, that's fine. Because that's your home. If your room is very, very small, like 8x8 room, and you have a fridge, and you have a cot, and you have a table, and you have yourself, how would you move around in 8x8, you know, 8x8 room? Huh? And you have so many things around you, and you want to live in that room, but wherever you go, you get hit. But that's okay, that's what you've put in your room. If you want to be spacious, throw the things out. At least you have space to move around yourself. You want to be yourself in that room. You want the things to be in that room. And you also want the space in that room. And you want the room of the space is just 8x8. How do you expect that? Either you get used to that room, or you try to put the things out. Make space for yourself. Choice is yours. There are no choices with what the situation is. But how to tackle, how to think about the situation is your choice. I do not know if it's making sense to you. There is no choice for what the situation is. That is the situation. But how to think about the situation is your choice. And we all have to pass through the situation anyway. Because that's only the way. You can't run away from your own karmic accounts. No Brahman can run away from karmic accounts. Even our seniors, our dadis, they are all undergoing their own karmic accounts. Either through power of yoga, their determination, their willpower, with the help of Baba, or they have to physically undergo. We all have to undergo that. Mama got operated. Mama had cancer. She never ever showed that on her face, that she was suffering so badly, the tremendous amount of pain that she had. And Baba knew that she had so much of pain. And Baba said, "Mama, will you come to the class and meet the children?" Mama said, "Yes, Baba." Because Baba, Mama can never, never say no to Baba. With that pain, she came to class, gave class, and Baba said, "Mama, would you like to meet all the children?" Meeting, in a sense, in those days, was giving a long drishti, giving a big hug that took for 5 to 7 minutes for each person, and there were 400 people. Giving hug for 400 people, can you imagine what would be the condition? But she did it. And with that pain, but she did it. No one knew, many of them never knew that the mama was suffering the cancer. Only later. Baba underwent operation. Baba was the chariot of God. So human soul, everyone have to undergo their own karma for God. We can't run away from it. Where will you run? I have done a karma. Wherever I run, it comes after me. So the better is just be in that place with that peacefully accept it. Yes, I have done. I have to face it. When I do, I enjoy it. But when it's a time for me to face, why do I have to run? You see? You slapped me. I slapped you. I enjoy slapping you. I was very happy when I slapped you. But when it's your turn to slap me, why should I run? And wherever I am, you will be after me. Because this is an account that you have to slap me. Because I slapped you. I mean, this is just a so whatever I did, it has to come to me in written. So when it's time for me to take the written, why should I run? Or why should I be unhappy about it? Take it up. Remember, yes, it's a result of my own karma. If I wouldn't have had that karma, it wouldn't have come to me. Why me? Why me? Why not she? Why not she? Why this particular situation to me? That person is enjoying, she is enjoying, he is enjoying, but why me? Because I have done it, consciously and unconsciously. So accepting my own karmas, understanding the depth of karma philosophy, accepting it, will help me to settle the account and will help me to keep up my enthusiasm because I'm happy that it's settling. I'm free. Go forward. It's like you have a debt and you're clearing the debts, you're happy. $10,000, you have debts, and every month you're giving $100, you're happy because it's gone. And the last day when you're, the last $100 you're giving, you're so happy because $1,000 finished. So you're not unhappy because $1,000 have gone, you're happy because the debts are finished. So remembering the Gyan, remembering Baba is very important. But remembering Gyan, when the situation arises in front of me, is equally important. The sign of a Gyani is to remember Gyan when it is important. When it is a situation, that's called as applied knowledge. One is theory knowledge, we listen every day. Another is applied knowledge, because this is a situation and this is again applied. Remember, at least remember them. That will help us a lot. Remembering Jnana when there is a situation in front of me is also yoga. Is also remembering Baba. Because who told me that Jnana? Baba. So you remember Baba. One is we remember Baba with pain, unhappy. Oh, Baba, please help me out. Another thing, this is the situation. This is a Gyan Baba has given me to use this Gyan in this knowledge. So you remember Baba in that sense is a different. For many times we say, "Oh, Baba, why don't you help me at this time? You should be helping me. I'm your child. You don't..." You go like that. Well, you know, this is a way you have to... This is a key and this is a lock. Open. Why do you cry when you see the lock locked? You have a key, open it. Holding on to the key, we cry. because it's locked. That's not a sensible. Making sense? Did he answer? Go through? In a sense, staying with it, we don't have to suffer it. See, anyway we have to undergo. But why don't you smile and undergo? The choice, that's the thing, the choice is mine. How do you want to undergo that? Like say for example, I have pain in my knee. I every time complain about the pain, I still have pain. When I say, well, it's my karmika, come on, this is my chariot, I have to do. Smile about it, be happy, forget about that, and okay, take medicines or whatever, but not to think about it too much, but go, be happy with it. Still, I have pain. So pain is a situation, but how do I think about the pain is my choice. Make sense to you? So I don't have to complain, because complaining is an additional pain. Thinking about the situation as a situation in itself is a pain. One thing I have a situation, another thing I'm thinking about it too much. Like I'm telling 10 people, you know, oh my God, you know, I can't walk, I have very bad pain. Or you know, I fell down yesterday, I'll show you. Come. So till I tell 10 people, I'm not satisfied. Why are you speaking so much? Okay, I fell down, I have pain, fine, be happy. Why do I have to tell 10 people, look, I have pain, so much pain, I couldn't sleep all night, you know, I have pain. I don't have to describe about it, because that's taking my time. It means consciously I'm holding on to the pain. So it's not the pain which is more painful, but conscious of the pain is more painful. Make sense to you? So why, I'm aware of it, but don't be conscious of it. Whatever the treatment I have to do, I do it. But why am I talking about it? Why am I describing it? Why am I thinking about it so much? Fine, that's there, that's there. You fell down, so everyone falls down. So what? Well, you fell down because you were careless. That's my mistake. So why am I describing my mistake to everyone? That's not a big thing. It's an old body, everyone has it. So whatever, this is just an example, but whatever situations we are in, it's fine, go ahead. Try to move away from it, in a sense mentally. Not think about it and stay in it and make it grow by thinking it. Thinking about a situation multiplies the situation. Yes. When I say you're not supposed to think about the situation, doesn't mean we don't plan about the situation. Don't think about the situation doesn't mean that we don't have to understand about the situation. Yes, we do have to. And don't think about the situation does not mean that I should not inform the seniors about the situation. It isn't that. We all have to do what we have to do. But not hold on to that negative feelings of that situation. You see? Because many times it's an attachment to the negativity. Many Brahmins have attachment to the negativities because it has been a sanskar for the past, from the past birth, that we more hold on to the negative part of our experiences in the past than the good things. So more we attach to the negative things, it stays in my mind and it gives me the pain again and again. And this is one of the ways to grow the, it grows the situation. Yes, I know what you try, let me try to understand what the situation is, why the situation is, and first of all let me understand, is the situation because of my own self? Then let me correct. If it's a situation because of someone, let me forget, forgive that person. And if the situation that it is no one's fault, then it is there. Then let me accept it because I have to pass through this. So we need to have that calm, peaceful mind and to analyze what I'm going through. um, One thing is, as you said, there is something that, there is some negative sanskars in me that I have to uproot. Another thing is, there is something that I have to learn. Until I learn, the lesson comes to me again and again. So let me see, what is that I have to learn from the situation? Because the moment I learn, it will never come to me again, because I've finished learning. Yeah? So let me know, what is that I have to learn from the situation? Number two, let me see, what is that sanskar that is in me? As a result, this situation is coming to me again and again. And this needs silence. Introspection is very, very important. It's very easy to blame someone. Because of her, because of him, this is happening. But it's very subtle to go within yourself, to realize, to understand, what are the weaknesses I still have, I still hold on to. Many times it could be ego, many times it could be desire, many times it could be many things which I don't want to face myself. So let me try to understand my own being, and that needs silence. I have to go deep within myself and understand. I remember one thing when Baba met Madhubani Aziz, the last season, the last meeting of Baba, the last season with Madhubani Aziz, Baba told Madhubani Aziz one thing. He said, realize, sit and realize every aspect. He made this underline. Sit and realize every aspect, every point. Realize. And the way Baba was speaking means, you have to go into it. Yes, realization, I'm a soul, and I go 84 births, blah, blah, blah. That's very superficial. Every deep aspect to sit and understand and realize, it needs time. Tell me how much time you're giving to yourself. How much you sit with yourself. How much time you give to understand your own self, your emotions, your feelings, your behavior. How much time we give? We hardly. We give more time to know others. Why is he doing? Why she is doing? Why that is happening? Why this is happening? But have I ever seen myself as, why am I doing this? Why am I behaving like this? Why am I thinking like this? Why are my emotions are like this? So why not? Why not? If you were doing a mistake somewhere, I'm also going wrong. So why don't I see myself before I point out to someone? Realization means it clicks in your mind, yeah, this is it, here it is. You know? And there you know, oh, here is a blockage. And that needs really silence and to go within yourself. And deeper and deeper. Jnana is not as superficial as we think. It's a very deep thing. Because I have realized it. Because I was very superficial in Jnana in one point in time. Reading early, giving lectures, doing that, doing this, running there, running this. People are saying, oh, sister, you're very nice, you speak this good. Oh, I was so happy. I thought I'm top of the world. That's nothing. I never understood anything. People used to praise, oh, your Jnana is very good, you give deep Jnana, but I haven't understood the depth because I was only a parrot. I was speaking, but I didn't realize it. Realization is something that's different from speaking. Realization gives us an experience. It gives us patience. It gives us, it really gives strength, which later, I understood. Then I was wondering, I was like a parrot, more like a parrot, reciting things. That's it. Whatever Baba said, I told. And I'm very happy because people praise me. But then I thought, I was just empty, like a bamboo. You know bamboo? It's very good from outside, but it has a nothing inside, because it's just a bamboo. So I was like a bamboo, and I thought I was very strong. But in a little situation shook me one time, and I think, oh, I thought, pick me, oh look, you have to go, you have to do something inside. Work from inside, put something inside. There is no big thing growing outside. Then I went underground. You see? Did I answer? I have to answer your question. Dharma, dharana and karma, the balance between dharana and karma. Yeah. Well, whatever the dharana we have is that what we do. Because dharana is something what we learn to inculcate, means put inside, store inside, assimilate inside, and karma is the outcome of it. the balance in the sense that many times the dharana what we do is, there are two ways of inculcation. One is up to your brain. You mentally, intellectually, you have inculcated this is what you have to be, but there is something which we inculcate from the heart, which is very natural. And when we inculcate intellectually, then my karmas are different, my actions are different, and what intellectually I have understood the dharana is will be a difference. But when I have taken up the inculcation from my heart, which has become unnatural to me, then my karma shows what is in my heart. It is not to do any, it is not intellectual knowledge, but it is my dharana, means that's what I am. That has become a part of my being. Whatever is the part of my being, is that what the actions I perform? You see? Whatever the storage I stored in, is that what's going to be shown outside? So the imbalance is caused only because we haven't inculcated any inculcation from heart. We have only taken it up to the brains, up to the intellect, but not to the heart. So the dharana, love, bhava, more than your intellect, you need your heart. And other way, before we talk about the balance between your dharana and karma, it's very important for us to have balance between your head and your heart. If we don't have the balance between the head and heart, then everything becomes imbalanced. Sometimes there are some Brahmins who do everything from heart, but they wouldn't understand intellectually. There are some Brahmins who everything intellectualize, they don't use their heart at all. So then always there will be imbalance. So the balance means the balance between your intellect and your emotions. The proper balance, the blend between these two, will be a perfect balance. So before we going into it, we have to have the balance between the head and the heart. So, well, he wants to know, Shiv Baba is in soul world. Shiv Baba needs to come to subtle region to catch the soul's vibrations. Actually, he's God. He's Almighty. He can sense things from anywhere. But yes, in confluence age, we have a special provision. Baba has created a special region, and that's a subtle region. And subtle region, and Shiv Baba has the Brahma Baba's physical, the subtle body. So not only that he can catch the vibrations, but he can see all of us through the physical, through the subtle body of Brahma. Like Baba usually say that I turn on the television there and I can see all of you. And it's just 1 second, I can see the whole world. So even we are sitting, who is sitting in what pose, who is sitting in what thoughts and what moods, he knows. He's watching. God is watching from a distance. It doesn't take long for him. Actually, it's here we need to know as to how powerful God is, how powerful he is. The highest on high, the highest on high. There is nothing more powerful than him. What's not possible for him? And he's your father, he's my father, such almighty, who can in 1 second can see the whole universe, every corner, every people. He could do from up, he could come, it's his will. He's a master, he's a lord, he can do as he wants. He can see us from soul world, he can see us from subtle region. To see us physically, through Brahma's subtle body from the subtle world, he can see us easily. Because Shiva Baba is incorporeal. And that is a rest place for Shanti Dham. Soul world is a rest place. He's just there. But subtle region is a region for confluences. And Brahma Baba is there, so now God is busy, he's mostly in subtle region. Oh yeah, sister, you should be there all the time. Why you come down? Go. We all have to be there all the time. The problem comes when we come down. Come again. Anyway we go, we are always benefited, because that's also places. That's the reason Baba says this is an exercise. In subtle region, you experience yourself as an angel. In soul world, you experience yourself totally soul conscious, beyond the subtle form. You're in your true original state of being. It is not that your sins are not born in subtle region. It could also. And yes, you're right, in being in that incorporeal stage, the sins are definitely burned. But experience your angelic stage, to experience your perfect form, and that's all in the subtle region. Both are important. Because many times you shouldn't feel the remembrance is very monotonous and very boring. Yeah, incorporeal, incorporeal, incorporeal. We fall into sleep. Incorporeal, fall asleep. So to enjoy, meditation means experience and enjoying. And the joy is when we travel. That's the reason Baba gives us different exercises and drills. Even the last Murli Baba, first he said, remember, stabilize yourself as a confluence-aged Brahman. And then Baba said, now you become an angel and give it to people. Why did Baba do that? It's important. And remember, in the last season, Baba gave us 5 exercises. Brahman, then you're a deity, you're an angel, you're incorporeal soul, you see? And you're worship worthy. So these 5 exercises are the key, because it's important. All are important. Each has its own importance, and each has its own experience, each has its own benefit. All is important for the soul. Yes. Yes. No, that's the initial stage, but we are not in initial stage anyway. Yes, for initial foundation course, we only connect them to soul world. Yes. But then, now we, being old Gyani souls, we know what the subtle region is, what the importance of the subtle region is, the experience of subtle region, all of that, so. Yes, maybe. You should see how much readiness, how much ready he is, prepared he is to accept the subtle region. Alright? Yeah? Thank you very much. I'm very happy to meet you all. It was my very, very big fortune this morning to see you all. And we will meet you all again. I hope your questions were answered properly. What am I doing in Gensu? I have my office. I'm Manju. I have an office just behind the meditation hall in Gensu River, and I'm also in the library. Yeah, I look after the library, and I have an office where I do my job there. A job in a sense. I look after all the personal department, like all the dedicated brothers. We have 200 dedicated brothers and the dedicated sisters and their own, their, and trainings and all that sort of stuff there. Plus my courses and classes and lectures. As usual. Any more questions? I think this is okay. First of all, we have to understand the importance of the dharana and what we get out of it, the profit of dharana. And what's your aim? Dharana is like the steps to reach your destination. So what is your aim? What is your destination? What's your aim as a Brahman? And knowing your aim, your purpose of a Brahman life, then dharana becomes a ladder. Then you you can climb on the ladder to reach that. So, again, you remember, what's your purpose? Many times, why do I feel very difficult in dharana? Because I forget my purpose of my Brahman life. Every day, remember, what am I to become? To become this, do this. If you want to eat gulab jamun, you know gulab jamun? Yeah? You all know gulab jamun? Well, I know. Or laddu? You know what gulab jamun is, no? Oh dear, didn't you go to Peace Park? Did you go to Peace Park? Didn't you eat gulab jamun? Round one, yeah. Okay, in order to eat that, well, my purpose is to eat a gulab jamun. I love that. But it, gulab jamun is sweet. So this is dharana. Imbibe sweetness. It has syrup and then it has the, so many things, and if you do that, mix this with this with that, and put that in the sugar syrup and fry it, and so that's the method. So the method, and you go through the method, then it's ready for you to eat. So dharana is all that sugar and the milk powder and the frying process, the putting into the syrup. Well, then it's ready for you to eat. So this is my purpose, and to go through the purpose, I do this, and I go, that's, I attain my purpose. It's as simple as that. And always Baba says, dharana is your dharma. Your very religion is your dharana. The Brahman religion means dharana. If I question my dharana, which means I'm questioning my religion, what is a Brahman religion? Well, that's what is dharana. The way you speak is your dharana. The way you sit is your dharana. The way you think is your dharana. The way you behave is your dharana. Everything comes under dharana. Because that's you. That's you. That's my religion. If peace is my religion, think peacefully, speak peacefully, behave peacefully. Emotions, let them be peace and strong. Because that's my dharma. Okay? Om Shanti.